Do you possess? Are you courageous? So let's break it down. That's courageous. Let's look at the word courage. It is the quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulty, danger, pain, without fear, and with self-possession, confidence, resolution, bravery. Now, it was marks of my character to bolt. I would see something in my life, or when I was little and I'd have to face things, I'd be like, it's too hard to work, I don't want to do it, right? So we could start something when you don't finish it. We get all gung-ho about something, and maybe that's not even what God wanted us to do in the first place. But that's a whole different thing, right? And there are times when I do feel courageous and I face my fears. And oftentimes I shrink back and find a place of refuge. I believe God knows and sees this, and he knows when we are weak and vulnerable. And I also believe God will bring about encouragement somehow in our lives if we seek him. It might be a passage of scripture you read or that blesses you, or it might be someone saying something. It might be even you looking outside and a billboard, something on that billboard gets you that just speaks to your spirit in a godly way. Does that ever happen? Mm-hmm. It happens to me every once in a while. So some of it doesn't. Some of the stuff on the billboards, but it's the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart in such a way that you will realize it. And so we got to keep on even under fire. Endurance. Being courageous. That's all about our spirit. If we have a weak spirit, we will not accomplish what God has for us. There are several elements to courage that are always there, and I want to take a little look. So, number one, there's 5 elements to courage, and we'll just quickly go through them, okay? Courage takes boldness to face our fears. And fear in itself can rule us and paralyze us if we let it. We can be afraid of the unknown. It's like, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen a month from now? If I do this, what's going to happen? It's like letting go of something and reaching for something, right? What's going to happen? What's out there? So we need to get this courage inside of us and to lean on God heavily, and to say, even, I think Joyce Meyer says, do it afraid, right? Mm-hmm. We just do it. We know that we know we're supposed to do it, so we just do it. But don't let fear paralyze you. Fear of the unknown is overwhelming if we allow the thoughts to take over our minds. One thing I found to combat fear in my life is to remind myself of God's faithfulness. And I remember situations in my past that God has brought me through, and I tell myself that he brought me through that, he will bring me through this, right? Remind yourself. It's like you're a walking testimony to yourself. That's how you can encourage yourself. We must remember that retreating from our fears only brings weakness. It also multiplies the fear in our minds, and it becomes even bigger than reality. But that's our first reaction, isn't it? Is to just run away from it. I don't want to confront this. I don't want to deal with this. I like living, let's see, ignorance is bliss, right? I know as I have done it in my life, let's see, it also multiplies the fear in our minds, and it becomes even bigger than reality. And I know this because I've done it in my life. Then instead of facing something small and manageable, we face a puffed up illusion of the fear. And then when we actually get to what we're doing, we go, oh gosh, that was not even at all what I thought it was going to be. But we multiply this thing in our mind and make it be way worse. And this can only bring torment and pain. And really, that's the enemy's work. And we have to recognize it for what it is. God is not a God of fear, is he? No, God is a God of love and of a sound mind and peace. This really shows you how you can know if what you're thinking is of God or what you're thinking is of the enemy. Is it bringing torment? Is it taking your peace away? Is it anything that's opposite of what the Word of God says? Then you know it's not from God, right? But if it brings peace, if it brings, even the difference between condemnation and conviction, conviction is the Holy Spirit. Condemnation is the enemy going, you shouldn't have done that, right? So there's 2 differences. And so we just recognize when we're fearful, when we're looking at things, let's just kind of look at it. Go, wait a minute, why am I feeling this way? Is it real? You ever see, heard that thing, taking the word fear, F-E-A-R? If I was to make a cross stick, you know, F is for false, E is for evidence, A is appearing, and R is real. So false evidence appearing real. That's what fear is, oftentimes. And that's what we gauge our decisions on, is over this false evidence appearing real, and we think it's real, so therefore we should react in such a way, when in reality it's not that way at all. And we bolt, or we don't finish what we started, or we come to a conclusion that was not what God wanted ever for us to come to. So I encourage you to take the time to look at some things in your life. And if God's pricking your heart about some things that you're doing, listen and obey, all right? He's not going to change you into somebody you don't want to be. He's just going to enhance and make you a better person. So, another one, number two, elements to courage is, courage knows God is always there. So realize you are never alone. If you're looking at the elephant in the living room, if you're trying to figure out how to deal with it, God is right there with you, and he's there to help you. And oftentimes we think we have to face our fears alone, but God is there. That makes our fears even worse if we're all by ourselves trying to figure this out or to even maintain life, but we're not by ourselves. We think we are the only one there to figure out what to do. We have to realize we're never alone. We always have God with us. He's constantly speaking to our hearts words of help and direction and encouragement and peace. Sometimes we just have to tune our heart frequency. It's like a radio, you know, just tune it into God. It's like, and how do we do that? One of them is be still and know that I am God. But we just kind of just take the time and go, oh, all right, oh, yeah, that sounds like your voice right there. You know, why didn't I recognize it? Don't even condemn yourself. Just walk with it. Mm-hmm. Be encouraged. Scripture says in 1 Samuel 12:22, "For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people." He won't forsake us. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, "Your life should be free from the love of money, but be satisfied with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Therefore, we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" And that's what I tell myself when I'm really feeling overwhelmed with circumstances. It's like, you know what? God is for me. And I'll say to myself, I'm a godly woman. And I'm seeking, and I hear his voice correctly. You know, sometimes we just have to say things like that. So say it to yourself. Okay, let's go a little bit further past these verses, and let's go to number three. Courage takes risks and step out beyond what you know. Usually when you have to confront something, it takes an element of risk into the unknown. Now, if you think of Joshua visiting the Promised Land early under Moses' leadership and knew what was in the land he had to confront, yet Joshua was strong and courageous. Did he know how they were going to overcome the giants at that point before he stepped forward into the Promised Land? He didn't know. You know? Did he know what kind of battles they would encounter? He didn't know. He knew there was giants there. But he did know God was with him, and was willing to face what was ahead in the security of knowing God was for him and not against him. I think sometimes we just feel like, well, God's not there. Or God doesn't hear me. Or this, you know, he's with everybody else, but with me, I'm a different person. He's not going to be there for me. Because I know me, and I know my weaknesses. I know the mistakes I've made. But that's not true. You know, that's all a bunch of lies that the enemy wants to feed us. We need to know God is with us, and he loves you unconditionally. He loved you so much that he created you, right? That's pretty cool. Now, the element of risk is challenging. What is your character? Do you cringe at the thought of risking something? If there is risk involved, it does mean that you will have to let go of something to reach for something new. Courage does take risks, though. Because if we don't take risks, if we don't step out beyond ourselves or what we know, we will never succeed, really, in anything. Because, you know, going out for a new job, that's beyond us, right? We've never experienced it before. Meeting new friends, you've never met that person before. You've never encountered a relationship with that. So if you don't step out, if you don't take a risk, and they might go, well, I don't want rejection, right? There's always that risk, right? But it's like I'm gonna take that risk to be able to, because the reward is huge when we take a risk. But then the fear can totally stop us from taking that risk. So the word risk, let's look at that. It says the exposure to the chance of injury or loss. You know, I think of the stock market. People buy and sell it all the time. They're definitely exposed to the chance of loss, right? But they take the risk in hopes that there's a reward after that. So in this situation, when we are stepping out beyond what we know, do you know what the loss is? Fear. We lose it because we're just taking that risk. We're going to step out and try something. We're going to step out and trust God. It's easy to trust people. Sometimes it's hard to trust God because he's just not right there. But we can trust him. And he is trustworthy. So the more and more we step out and confront the fear, the easier and less threatening it becomes in our lives. And the risk to exposure of injury is always a threat. And that is why we retreat when we see fear. And we don't want to get hurt. Our flesh will scream at us to stop, turn around. What are you doing? Something totally new, right? Whole new situation, whole new circumstance. But yet our head and our heart might be saying, keep pressing forward. God is in this. He's got a plan. You know, there will be reward. But that's the things that we need to tell ourselves. And we really don't have a choice when it comes to living life and enduring from day to day. If we stop, we will digress and self-destruct. What's the alternative of not trying, you know, if not living? It's not a good alternative, is it? So I'm just trying to point out these basic stuff to you. But courage takes risk. So we're talking about reviving our spirit. God just, you know, I want to have courage in me. I want to try new things. I don't want to be just caught in the mundane or be complacent. What about taking risk and letting God have more of my heart? You know, that's another thing, but it's okay. It's like, okay, God, I'm not sure what that looks like. Maybe you've never done it before, but Lord, I'm going to give you this area that I've been protecting. Or maybe I've been in denial, but allow the Lord to have that and to heal you of that. So take a risk. Number four, fourth element to courage is courage takes resilience, enduring when you want to give up. And if I had a rubber band right here, it'd be pretty cool. I don't know if anybody has a rubber band. You do, Kim? Oh. But, you know, I would just take this rubber band and I would pull it. And then it would stretch, but then all of a sudden it goes back into the form, right? If I had it right here with me, I'd stretch it, and then it goes right back into form. Okay, and that's what resilience is. It's like we can be pushed, we can be stressed, but then we also know it's not going to break us. And resilience is the power and ability to return to the original form or position after being bent, compressed, stretched. It's the ability to recover from illness, depression, adversity. I mean, resilience. I don't want to be known as a person who bolts under pressure or that you're screwed. No, I don't like this. Okay, stop. I'm done. Right? Oh, trust me. That used to be my character. So, you know, sometimes it's a day-to-day thing to try to change. Courage takes resilience. It is knowing that as you are walking in the face of your fears, you will be okay. And It is continuing to move forward even though you see potential hazards around you. And remember that God is always there with you. So be resilient. And I love this verse in Isaiah. It says, Isaiah 42:3, He will not break a bruised reed, and he will not put out a smoldering wick. He will faithfully bring justice. So God will not allow you to be bent to the place of breaking. He is with you and has his eye on you constantly. You know, that's his character. You feel like you're going to be broken. You feel, Lord, not one more thing. I can't take it. Have you ever had time, a season in your life like that? He knows what you can endure and which is more than what you think you can endure. Resilience is good as it brings healthy growth. So I'm going to give you a little example. I heard this true story of some scientists that out in the desert, they formed this a garden when it's in glass, you know, like a greenhouse, thank you. greenhouse. They formed this dome greenhouse out in the desert, and they wanted to see what they can, they were really being controlled in there, the things that they were wanting to grow and watching the reactions of things. And so they would plant these trees, and these trees look like they're going really good, and then all of a sudden, they would droop and go like this. I'm like, well, what's going on? So they'd plant some more, and they would just see it go really firm, and then it would just start drooping and leaning. And so one scientist realized, we need some wind. Okay? Wind makes that tree, when it goes up, it pushes against the trunk of the tree, and then it's the resilience, right? It's pushing back that helps it to grow strong. Okay? And so that's what happens in our life, is that we need sometimes the winds of adversity, the things that we're going through. Get me out of here, God, I don't want it. James says, count it all joy when you experience trials. Now, I'm not saying you need to pray for patience or trials, but I'm just showing you, if you're in the middle of something like that and you feel like it's hard, know that God loves you so much because you need that adversity. You need that pressure on you to grow stronger, because maybe your character, like mine, was to bolt. And I don't like this. It's making me uncomfortable. Our flesh will do that, right? Our desires. This doesn't feel right. I don't like it. And then all of a sudden we think it's wrong. But in reality, it's really what we need. So just think of that dome and those trees. They need the wind. And this is what the scripture I was talking about in James. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. I want to be one that bounces back under pressure. And I pray you do too. And I want to be one that my spirit is revived, and that I'm strong and courageous, and I pray you do too. So number 5, elements to courage. This is the last one. Courage takes action. Step out. Make a move. Courage. We can even liken that unto faith. Faith takes action, right? It is one thing to believe God will bring you to your promised land, and it is another to never step one foot towards your promised land. So we have to take action. If you never step, you will never obtain. Period. If you never try, you will never receive that reward. It's like going to college, and you think of, especially if you want to get your master's or whatever you want to do, 4 years, 6 years or longer, in the beginning of that whole process, you think, that's just way too long to be in school. I don't even know. But you want the reward, right? Well, take action. Get enrolled. Do the first month. Do the first quarter. Keep going. Do the first year. Keep going. Do the second year. You flunked a test, you know, but keep going, right? Resilience. And you take an action because you want the reward at the end. So that's pretty simple stuff, but yet it's sometimes it's just so hard for us to even see. So this is my encouragement to you. Take a step towards your fear. What? Yeah. You ever watch Indiana Jones? Those movies, right? Okay, I've used this as an example, but I don't remember which one it was. But he was supposed to go across this crevice. I mean, this huge drop-off. And he was supposed to go to the other side. But when you look at it, it looked like there's just no way. And so then he said something. I don't remember what he said. And then he took some dust, some rock, and he threw it out there, and he saw that there was something there. And in reality, it was, if you just take a step, it's going to be there. That's just a simple little example with a movie. But I tell you what, you feel that you know that you know that you know God wants you to do something. Okay? And you know you're holding God's hand, and you go, okay, God, I'm going to step. Never stepped on the surface before, but I trust you. And know that he's going to have something underneath your foot to stand on, right? But too many times we give up. Don't give up. And so we need to step towards our fears. Retreating in the opposite is the opposite of taking a step towards our fears. Let's take a step forward in getting rid of the elephant in the living room and reviving our spirit. So what does a step look like? I'm going to go a little bit further here into some of this stuff. It can come in the form of casting down imaginations that try and exalt themselves above the knowledge of God in your heart. It's like, well, you know what? I don't know that that's true. I'm going to keep on going, right? Because the enemy will put these lies in our head. We can even talk ourselves out of things. But when we know that God wants us to do something, keep pressing on. What does a step forward look like? It is bringing every thought in captivity into the obedience of Christ. You know, get those scriptures in your spirit. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Right? He is for me. He's not against me. Think of some things that maybe are concerns of you. Look in the Word. Look in the Bible. Find some verses that will back it up. And then read it often. Sometimes you need to put it on a 3x5 card and put it right there on your mirror in the bathroom or wherever. Okay? Remind yourself. What does a step forward look like? Another form of stepping towards your fears can be doing the exact opposite of what your flesh tells you to do. If you're afraid of man and what they think of you, then you need to function and walk where you think people are having a problem with you. Easier said than done, but it's true. And love them unconditionally. That's like, sometimes I just tell the devil, well, you watch this. I've done that so many times. A fear will come into my mind, right? And I'm getting ready to do something, and all of a sudden it's like I'm ready to open the door to go do something. And then I'm like, the fear comes, like, oh, you watch this, Satan. Bam! I walk right through the door. Because I'm like saying, I don't want him to stop me. Right. I don't want my flesh to stop my own desires or lack of. I want to do what God's called me to do. Mm-hmm. So you just tell the enemy where to go. What about this? How about facing the very person that hurt you in your past and give them forgiveness? Ooh. I've done this in my past, and I know it'll be a continuous thing because we live in this world and we're not perfect and we have relationships with imperfect people. So people will hurt us, will let us down. What are we going to do with that? Forgive. It's easier said than done, I know. But that's what God wants us to do. One of the biggest things we can do is confront the enemy and cast him down. We have let him have a stronghold for too long, and it's time for us to take our authority and command him to leave us. Courage is a wonderful character trait if we let it be developed inside of us. But courage is just a word if we just don't even want to pursue, right? It doesn't even give us, it doesn't help us at all. So why allow the elephant in your living room any longer? God's pricking your heart this morning about maybe something. You know, and nobody knows, just you and God. All right? I encourage you this week. Take some steps to overcome and get rid of that elephant in the living room. This is what I see. It's like with elephants in my living room, you know, and I'm sitting there on my little couch, and someone else is sitting on the chair and over here, and we're having some tea and stuff, and then this big, huge elephant's there, but I'm ignoring it. It's almost even on my lap. It's like, do you want some cube sugar with your tea? Okay. You know, way over here because the elephant's in my way. Here's that for you. and I'm trying to ignore it, when in reality, my friends, my family, and really even myself can see it. Let's don't be lazy. Let's be people of integrity. Amen? And let's be people who passionately pursue God, which might even be the risk and the cost of getting rid of some junk inside of us. But it's all worth it. And ultimately, it revives our spirit and brings revival into our heart. So, don't get discouraged at where you're at. Because know that God is right there with you. You might not be where you were, or you might not have obtained your goal yet, but at least you're not where you were way back when. At least you're making some kind of progress. Tell yourself that. All right? Instead of, well, I should be here and I'm not. And you just come down on yourself. No. At least I'm not where I was. And look at where you're bringing me to. And where I'm at is a good place. Tell yourself, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in God's will. Be resilient. Allow your spirit to be revived as you step out. Encouraged to conquer what you finally need to conquer in your life. Let's take our promised land. Let's be strong and courageous. And let's see what happens in our life, right? Because you know that God is for you and not against you.